The following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
Rolling.
The movie will begin in 5 moments, the mindless voice announced. All those unseated will await the next show. The program for this evening is not new. You have seen this entertainment through and through. You've seen your birth, your life, and death. You might recall all of the rest. Did you have a good world when you died? Enough to base a movie on? Is everybody in? Everybody in? Everybody in? The ceremony is about to begin.
Brainwashing.
Cult, yes, the power that is.
Nail it down, strap it down, or they'll grab it. If they can't take it home, they'll burn it. If they can't burn it, they'll fuck it.
I am the fucking man. My name is Sean Kennedy, and I judge.
Yes, we're back again. Yes, and lo and behold, it's time once again for Cult, the most intelligent radio on the internet. Well, it's actually an audio zine. Well, maybe it's something else. I don't know what the fuck we're going to call it, but there it is. It's Cult. It's back. It's brainwashing. And I'm your host, Sean Kennedy, the fucking man, the guy who created Cult. Oh, aren't I great? Stroke my ego. Stroke it. Stroke it. Touch it. Touch the ego. Touch the ego. Yes, it's true. Cult is back. We're on the air. We're happening again. And it's only been 3 weeks since I said that I would put the fucking issue out. It's only been 3 weeks. Stop your crying. Stop your crying. But the truth of the matter is we have to tell people who is responsible for this issue. It's not me, really. We got two people we're dedicating this issue to. Number one, not necessarily in this order, but the first one will be Hoongun Enki. Hoongun Enki has been a crazy motherfucker. He has been auditing and updating and doing all kinds of sick bitch shit to the website like you would not believe. He's been totally, totally saving our ass with the website. He's done so much work. It's unbelievable how much work the guy has done. And so above everything and everyone else, I gotta give Hoongun Enki huge kudos for all the work he's done with, for, and to Cult on the webpage. The webpage, actually, we haven't done a brainwashing issue since the webpage because it has been so much work. And since it's been this much work, you can understand my reluctance to get on with another issue of brainwashing because I actually have to sit down and record all this shit. But what do you do? What do you do? The other person is the person who's actually responsible for this issue of brainwashing. And that would be Smokehouse. Yes, our friend Smokehouse was talking to me, and he let me know that we needed to look at... I wasn't actually going to do any more issues of brainwashing, to be really honest with you. I wasn't going to do it. I was just going to carry on my way. I was going to just, you know, do my own thing, rely on the webpage to sit there, and people would look at it. People would, you know, check out what's going on. Nomad Smokehouse, that's right. I just had to go and find exactly what clan he was on. I thought he was a prophet. He should be a prophet for all the sound work he does, but he's a nomad. Nomad Smokehouse. He's the man. So he talked to me and he said, you know, Sean, you should probably put out another issue of brainwashing. And I whined and bitched. And he basically, you know, smacked me around and said, listen, you stupid fuck, put out another issue. So I said, fine. Okay, so if this carries on and we keep this up, you may have to sit down and go, Smokehouse, you're the man. Because without you, there would be no brainwashing. Sean would have just given it up because he's fucking weak that way sometimes. He'll just give up on shit. But I'm not giving up on shit just as of yet because Smokehouse says there's man. And I don't care if he's the only guy who does download and listen to this fucking thing. Fuck them. We're going to do it anyway. So there. So speaking of the website, let's go around and take a look at some of the handy dandy issues and stuff that you can do with the website. What do we got here? Originally, let's start at the top. Now, we don't know. There's changes being made every day. Everything's happening. Nobody's posting to the storage we laid. You can drop shit off in there. Just like in Slashdot, we ripped off Slashdot. Yes, blatant admittance. We ripped them off. Thank you. Thanks for coming out. That's all that's involved here. But in all honesty, you can post comments. You can get discussions going on. It's very, very cool. If you go to the webpage, by the way, is cult.ranttv.com or cult.rantradio.com. No www. We're working on that, by the way. That's something else we want to mention, is that I might be trying to get my hands on some kind of a domain name, because cult.rantradio, I mean, it's cool and all, but, I mean, we really want to get something a little bit more, shall we say, intense, you know, something, you know, like cult.ca is one thing we're thinking about. And if we could pull that off, that would be fucking sweet. But as it sits right now, we're having a little bit of trouble trying to figure out a domain as such. And also, there's money involved with that. Well, I'm not making any money for doing this. This is probably something that people need to know. This might be your first brainwashing you're listening to. This might be the first one you downloaded. And you might go, whoa, you know, why is Sean doing this? Like, is he making money from this somehow? Is this something? No, I don't make fucking dime one. There's no money involved here. This is, I put Cult together for to organize the internet culture and subculture. That is it. So that we can basically don't all have to be lone wolves anymore. We don't all have to, you know, oh, well, you know, I'm all alone and the internet keeps people apart. That's not the function of Cult. And as it develops, you begin to realize that society, well, is pretty much going to shit. And as it goes to shit, we're going to need people who can look after each other. We're going to need people who can, you know, stand up for each other and say, hey, you know, this isn't really right. This isn't really true. This isn't really strong. We can't, you know, just carry on in our pathway we're going, because we're all going to wind up being a bunch of corporate little whores. I don't know about you, but I'm going to be in a fucking whore for nobody. So that's how that shit works. And this is how Cult was made. Everyone in Cult, now it's only going to be a matter of time before some infighting starts to happen. Learn it, live it, love it, okay? It's what's going to go on. The more people you get involved with an equation, the more intense it becomes. So people are going to start going, oh, he said this about me. Fuck off, okay? I have no time for that shit, okay? If you want to get all stressed and be angry at someone, get stressed and be angry at corporations. Get stressed and be angry at the people who are making your life a living hell. Do not get stressed and be angry with the bullshit people who, you know, if somebody says something, so just fucking let it wash, okay? I'm not playing mommy and daddy here for anybody, so fuck that. If you've got problems with other Cult members, don't talk to them. That's it. That's all there is to it, okay? I mean, there's going to be sub-cliques. I'd like to think that everybody's going to get along. I'd like to think that everybody could just be cool for fucking a little while, sort this shit out. I'd like to think that that would be the case, but as it sits, that may not actually be the fucking case. Okay, let's talk about some other shit that we got going on. Let's see, we've got other shit on the page. Well, you can search for your news by clan, and the clan news is actually fairly specific. I try to keep related stories going. You know, tech junkies are all the Hoongans and stuff to do with the Nets. Gotta go with the gargoyles and hacker shits, Decker, so on and so forth, etc. Okay, and the big one here is the media archive. Now, the media archive should be where you got this brainwashing message from. If you did not get this issue of brainwashing from the media archive, then you didn't get it there. But eventually it will be there, and I gotta talk with Enki about putting up a banner on the page so that it rotates and you can see when the new brainwashing issues come out. I'd like to get it out every 2 weeks, maybe once a week, something like that, so I can sit down so that maybe once every 2 weeks, it's an hour and a half versus of listening pleasure. You know, maybe we could chop it down to like, you know, 45 minutes every week or some shit like that. I love Dr. Pepper. Okay. Incidentally, I don't get any money from Dr. Pepper either. Isn't that fucked up? For only endorsement that we'd give Dr. Pepper, shit, man, they ought to be giving us some money. I mean, don't you think? We've been endorsing the shit out of those guys. Man, I should write them an email and say, hey, motherfucker, give us some money. We've been endorsing your product. Give it to us. Give it to me. But it's not going to happen. So, that's fine. Carrying right along, whatever. We got the media archive. You got the news box going down. You got the roster. Now, this is the shit, okay? The roster is, online roster is the bomb. Click on the entire roster. You'll get the whole main fucking drag here. You got everybody here. You can search for individual names. So if you meet somebody and they claim that they're that person, you can sit back and go, no, they're not that person. Hang on, there's someone on the phone. I'm back. That was Sumerian. He was on the phone. Yeah, he bought himself a new vacuum, so now he sucks! And he officially sucks, which is, you know, kind of nice, because it's good to suck every now and again. he said suck. Anyway, so, back to the webpage. What the fuck was I talking about? Of course, like, you can respond. You can't respond to me. You can't. No one responds. Nobody pays any attention to me. The roster. That's right. Okay, so on the roster, you can go up and down. Now, this is very cool. I'd like to get some cross-clan rostering going on. I'd like that to be very, very sweet. Ah, fucking, the goddamn phone's ringing again. 1 second. Holy cow. Yes, how sweet is that? Okay, now, moving right along. The phone keeps fucking ringing. That's why there's all these stops and starts and shit that keep on happening here. So if you're wondering what the fuck's going on, that's what's happening. It's the goddamn phone, okay? So don't give me any shit. It's not my fault. Hopefully my sound and voice levels aren't having all gone to shit, but, you know, I'll get Sumerian to process this. Oh, yeah, it's like that joke, you know, you get Keith Richards in there and he plays the guitar. Oh, just wait in post-production, I'll clean that right up, yeah, oh, yeah. Keith Richards, you know, what the fuck's up with that guy? You know, him and Iggy Pop, I mean, they're the speedball special. That's why you can't picture NSYNC being in the picture for a long period of time. Could you picture the guys from NSYNC, you know, looking like the Stones or Iggy Pop or Keith Richards or any of those guys? They're not gonna stick around, okay? Because, you know, they'll do two or three hits of heroin and that'll be the end of them. They'll just fucking turn to shit right there, you know. But Iggy Pop and Keith Richards, well, they can speedball that shit till the sun goes down. No problem here. No problem at all. So, Inky wants to go and hang out later today, which is good. Oh, wait, I'm off topic. Imagine that. But here's the roster. Roster's very cool. I encourage people to get in touch with each other. I encourage people to definitely build cult amongst yourselves. Build cults amongst your friends. You don't all have to listen to my sorry ass. Just fucking go off and do your own thing. That's all cool. And that's the beauty that is the roster. Media Archive, roster, what else we got here? Well, you can look up clans. You got the cool links on the right-hand side. Those are all fucking wicked pages, which, of course, I rip off daily. A lot of people wonder where I get my content. That's something that has been happening, is people have been asking me, Sean, where are you getting your content from? Where the hell do you get all these stories? I mean, you can't be, like, going all over the web every day to do this. The truth of the matter is, yeah, I do, actually. I've got, like, 40 fucking sites I check every goddamn day to see if I can find some good shit for the page. So people are, you know, wondering, does he actually get all this shit? If you see anything that I put up there that has somebody else's name in it at any point, I usually got it from them. I'll hassle them about it. If you find links out there, by all means, send them to me. ICQ them to me. Don't email me. Email is a pain in the ass to check. Just send them to me. Send them on over via ICQ. We'll get it sorted out. I'll get it up and I'll give you a credit for it. Fucking A. That's if I think it's cool. If you sent me a link now and it's not up and you're like, well, I sent you a link and you never put it up. Well, that's because it probably sucked ass. That's why. So I reserve the right. I reserve the right to prevent anyone from getting onto the page. I reserve that right. That's my right, and you can't get near it. So in any case, that's pretty much how it is. We've had some other shit happen. We've had some other shit happen in cult news. Hammer has been traveling. Hammer's been running around doing stuff, being cool. I just got an update from him from Belfast. Or not from Belfast. Well, it could be Belfast. He's over there somewhere. He's doing his thing. He's blah, 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 blah. What's he doing? I'm trying to get him to bring me back some booze, okay? That's the truth of the matter. I'm trying to get him to bring me back some booze from Ireland. That I think it'd be very cool. But anyway, he's traveling around in Ireland. We haven't got any cult members in Ireland yet. Rats. But we're working on it. We're working on it. Give me a break, okay? We're working on it. Now, let's talk about something that's a little bit more brutal. Let's talk about my boy Smokehouse, okay? We've been going around. We've been talking about the page and everything. And how great it is. Look at all these roster, all these functions. We got all this training. Let's talk about why it's there. A lot of people are wondering why it is that we built it. I talked about that. I wanted it for Unity, for people to get together, and for exactly this kind of thing. Our boy Smokehouse, Nomad Smokehouse, he's in the roster. You can contact him any way you want. He used to be an audio support, tech support guy, okay? Actually, not so much audio, but he was doing the Philips tech support. When you called up Philips and you were looking for tech support, you'd wind up, you know, talking to this guy, and he was in charge of all this shit. He was climbing the corporate ladder, all the rest of it. Now, there was a fella, pardon me, there's a guy, a fella there was ahead of Smokehouse. This guy's fucking name is Chris. Yeah, Chris is the dick. So we got Smokehouse and Chris. You're following me here? Okay. Anyway, all the powers that be decide to fuck off to go to Comdex, and they leave Smokehouse in charge, right? So he's got to be there. Now, there's a co-in-charge kind of guy named Chris, who's just above fucking Smokehouse. But in the 10 days that the two guys are away, Chris decides it's a good idea not even to fucking show up. He's, like, coming in off and on, yada, yada, yada. So there's a big ball of stress and work that he's got to do in order to make this fucking office hum, you know? Whatever. Corporate-type stuff, you know, dealing with customer service, customer support, training new people, yada, 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 yada. Now, what happened was that he's working away. The guy has total issues with Smokehouse. Smokehouse is, you know, it's a kind of a negative term to say handicapped, right? You don't like to say handicapped because, you know, handicapped seems sort of negative. I don't know. But, I mean, the fucking dude's handicapped. I mean, I don't know how the fuck else you have to say this. He's got MS, I think. And so he's got crutches and canes or some shit. Anyway, he's a little bit impeded in mobility style, okay? So that's how that works. Now, that doesn't mean shit. So what? So he's impeded. I mean, if the guy doesn't do his job, then that's fine. But the guy was doing his job. He was kicking ass. He was taking names. He was having the office run smooth. It's just that Chris, Uber Dick, didn't like him because he felt he was threatening to his power. So, during all this duration, Chris doesn't do a goddamn thing. Fucking everything goes to shit. Except for the fact that Smokehouse keeps the boat afloat. They all get back from Comdex. They all pat him on the back and they say, listen, you're doing great, yada, yada, yada. But the problem is that this Chris fella doesn't happen to like Smokehouse. So, he's sitting there, he's hassling him. And one day, Chris utters a dirty word. Oh, pardon me, not Chris. Smokehouse utters a dirty word. Smokehouse says, fuck this, because everything's going for hell. It's all wrong. He's frustrated. Everything's, you know, generally getting really pissed off. And what does he do? He just, you know, says, fuck this. Now, what happens with this, of course, is Chris is like, woo, he said a dirty word, and proceeded to go and have him hauled into an office. This is after, of course, you know, he tries to confront him about it and say, what did you just say? Blah, 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 fucking blah. This is over a swear word, you know, he said a dirty word. And at which point, Smokehouse just said, listen, man, just let me do my job. Stay out of my face. It's all cool. And of course, this Chris guy goes and says, well, that's okay. You know, we're just going to go and thank to you. And he thanks to his higher ups. They pull him into the office and say, you know what, Smokehouse, you do a great job, but you're fired because you didn't talk about it right then and there. You didn't fucking jump the rope right when we told you to. And over some personal bullshit, you swore at a supervisor, which means you don't get UI benefits in the state of Illinois. And so you're essentially fucked. Okay. And he got fucked back in November and he's still fucked. And this is precisely the kind of thing that I created Cult for. This is precisely the kind of thing which is it's corporate bullshit. And it's a personal reason why the guy got fired. I mean, the fellow who fired him called him the next day, not Chris, one of the higher-ups, called him up and said, listen, you know, it's basically a personal issue between you guys that you got fired and I don't want to get involved. Reed, I'm not going to help you. And this fucking guy is left out in the cold on his own, you know? How fucked up is that? Now, right now, we've only got about, I don't know, 20, 30 members, some shit like that, okay? That's what we have right now. But the truth of the matter is as things progress and as things grow, we could get, like, you know, a couple thousand members. And when this kind of shit starts to happen, we could do things like, oh, petition to get cult members' jobs back and put large amounts of email and talking about how you should start treating cult members a little bit better because cult members don't tolerate this sort of thing with other cult members. Sort of like, I don't know, there's some motorcycle gangs that remind me of. I can't think of their names right now. But you could treat it as sort of a tech union, a group of people who just, and we'll know it. We'll know it because they'll submit it to cult and we'll circulate it. We'll put it on the fucking page and people will see it every day. Oh, they could sue us. Go ahead and try to sue me, fuckface. I live in Canada. You can't do shit to me. Why? Because it's freedom of expression. Oh, sorry. I can put whatever I want over the airways. If we lived in the States, rant radio wouldn't happen. But we don't, so we can. And that's how it is. You don't like it? Suck my cock, because there's nothing you can do about it. Thanks for coming out. Thank you. So, you know, I gotta tell you, Smokey buddy, if there's something I could do, man, I really would. I'm trying to rack my brain here to think. I mean, everyone who gets this should get in some kind of contact. I don't have a contact for the Phillips guys. Smokehouse was a brain and actually didn't give it to me because he knows I'd probably fucking do something. But if there's anything I could do, let me know, man, because that's fucking heinous shit. That's totally shit. So that's the bullshit that is the fucking corporate world. Don't you just love that? I love it. I think it's great. Speaking of bullshit, let's talk about something that's been in the news last little while. Let's talk about my buddy Lars. Yes, Metallica. What happens when a metal band attacks? You know, what the fuck are you doing? Holy cow. Let's bring you just a little bit up to speed on what's been going on with Metallica. Metallica thought it'd be really great fun to go and attack Napster. Oh, you're taking our music, so we're going to just attack you, and they're going to sue Napster. That's all well and good. Okay, go ahead. Sue Napster. Look like a dick. Then they start keeping track of which of their music fans is trading Napster's music. Hello? Hello? And then they give that, hand deliver that list to Napster saying, oh, we want these people banned from Napster because they're making it on a personal level. Like, what the fuck is your, where's your damage, man? What are you thinking of? What the fuck going on in your head, Lars? Why are you doing this, man? It makes no sense. You're sitting there. Your fans like it. Your fans love you. These are the same guys who did Dear Mother, Dear Father. These are the same guys who did, like, you know, I Got Something to Say. I Killed Your Baby Today and shit. Okay, I'm not even gonna talk on the Dr. Dre issue, Mr. I'm gonna fucking kill your bitch and pimp some hoes. I'm not even gonna talk about that. I'm just talking about Metallica. Hello? Guys, you guys were banned first. Remember when everyone was killing themselves? They were all blaming metal? Oh, yeah, I remember that. Oh, but no. We're not gonna carry that on and over. No. Can't do that. Fuck that. They're just gonna go and start banning people. Oh, we're gonna personally attack our fans. Hello? Shit for brains. You have any idea how much this is hurting you? You have any idea? You showed up and there's an ex-MetallicaFans.com website that's getting set up. Holy shit, man. You're being a target of hate groups, you moron. People are turning against you. None of your fans are gonna stick around. The only of your fans that are sticking around are these fucking bonehead dimwit super shits that don't know fuck about fuck. They don't have a clue between them and couldn't find their ass with both the hands in their back pocket. These guys are tit fucking useless because they don't understand what you're doing. If you're a fucking artist, you're an artist. You're not a fucking whore. Metallica's turned into whores. Oh, yeah, well, you want our music, you have to pay us for it. Yeah, you're hurting for fucking cash, aren't you? Uh-huh. You're feeling real bad about the cash. Then you got people with a brain in their head. Guys like Limp Bizkit, who understand the strength of the internet, who understand the strength of Napster because it shares their music and people will buy your albums if they like them because not everyone has an MP3 player in their car. People want your music, and even still, there's always going to be percentage. There will always be a percentage that will buy your album. So what you have to do is you have to circulate a larger number of people that know your music. The more people that know about your music, the greater the percentage in the number scale that will buy the album. It's very simple math, really. Very, very simple if you can hold on in your fucking head. But of course, Lars is a drummer, and drummers have a problem with things like this. Not to call down drummers, you know, I wouldn't want to really attack drummers, but this is what happens when a drummer goes fucking bad, okay? Come on, Lars. I mean, I got more respect from Phil Collins than I do for you as a drummer. Why? Because at least Phil Collins is consistent. He constantly turns out boring shit. But you turned out some good stuff, then you started singing country music. There's a steel guitar on your last album, shithead! What the fuck is a steel guitar doing on a Metallica album? I just want to know. Answer me that. Never mind that. Bop, shop, she bop, bop. What the fuck? That That doesn't work, man. You can't fucking do that. Why is there a steel guitar on my fucking Metallica album, please? Would someone please answer me that? It makes no sense. It makes absolutely no sense whatsoever. But no. We're gonna attack our fans. We're Metallica. We're so bad. Fuck you, man. Fuck you. I just, you know, and Lars is right at the forefront of this, but all the guys, all the boys are just, you know, Hetfield, all the guys, they're putting up with it. They're just taking it, you know, they're going along with it. They're not thinking. They're not going clearly on the issue. I don't know what the fuck their damage is. I don't know what they're doing, but this is what they're about. So fine. Fuck you. I'll see you later. You can fucking die. And it's not like, you know, Limp Bizkit's into it because they're not well known. Yeah, well, Chuck D's into it too. Chuck D, who's like pretty much the godfather of rap. I mean, between him, Ice-T, and a few other guys, I mean, they pretty much got the whole rap thing sewed up. And he thinks that it's a great idea. He thinks it's a really cool concept. But no. We're gonna attack Metallica. You're so fucking bright. You're so fucking bright, Lars. Holy shit. Sometimes, you know, normally I would hit you with a shovel, but I am so fucking pissed with this guy. He's gone beyond. I'm thinking about making the Lars Ulrich Award because he's such a fucking pinhead. You know, like I would have snapped my shovel off at the fucking handle way long before now from hitting you with it and then stabbed you in the fucking eye with the broken stick. Like, you are making my head hurt, man. Get a fucking grip, will ya? Jesus Christ. That's my little comment on Metallica there. Another guy who's really pinheaded me out is Al Gore. Al Gore actually tried to give some credit saying that he's responsible for the internet. Al Gore. Al Gore created the internet. What? Al Gore, that would be the husband of Tipper Gore, yeah, the lady who puts all those nice censorship stickers on her albums, yeah, well, he said that he created the internet. Well, that's all about, I'm gonna comment on that. Yeah, pang, thanks for coming out. Yeah, you just stepped slightly to the left. Yeah, thanks ever so much. You suck. Oh, there's so much good stuff I could go through, but there's not much point for it on the webpage. I mean, you can just go down the page and check out all the shit that's been going on. There's so much that's been happening. A lot of people have been asking me for homework. They want to help. They want to help cults. The number one thing you can do for cult is spread the word. This is the plan. Spread the virus. I don't want to know about it. In case you guys haven't noticed, I don't want to know about how you spread the virus, okay? I'm not telling you to spread the virus in illegal ways, but I want people to know about it. So if you can think of a way which is not illegal to spread the virus, please do so. Please, please do so, okay? Spread the virus. We got to get it all set up. Soon, hopefully, we're going to get slashdotted, but we got to make sure that we can handle that kind of load, because apparently if you get slashdotted, it's like 50,000 hits an hour is what it works out to. But once we get that, it'll be very sweet, because then we can start really getting the cool people. Right now, a lot of people notice that whoever sends me their questionnaire generally gets in. The reason for this is because only cool people have been sending me their questionnaires. There's been one or two people that I have denied. There are people who are not getting in. And you're like, well, Sean, who are you to make sure people can't get in? I'm me, and I created this organization, and I want to keep fucking pinheads out of it. So yeah, that's why I'm letting people not in. Thank you. Thanks for calling. Okay. So there are people who aren't getting in, and the major concern is not now, because we're getting mostly cool people who are friends of other cool people who are sending in the questionnaires, people who want to, you know, get involved, so on and so forth, to make it happen. But as the volume increases and as we get more submissions, things of this nature, this is when it's going to be very, very solid, very, very strong. So we have to watch that, get through it, get into it. Other stories on the webpage that are rather prevalent. Let's see, what else has been going on that I think is just, you know, a little bit too much to be real. A lot of one guy I'd like to say who's been helping a whole bunch with everything is Rooster, Flesh Tripper Rooster. Rooster's a mountain biker, is into some good shit. Oh, by the way, little bit of knowledge here. Sorry to backtrack, not to segue from Rooster, but Hunganenki broke his arm. Okay, broke his arm in two places. Why? Because he was downhill mountain biking. That's why. Moron. Okay, but anyway, whatever. Broke his fucking arm. We all hope he gets better. Send him some email. Tell him Enki@rantradio.com and say hey. Hope you get better. Want, want, fucking, wow, whatever, blah, blah, blah. So do some of that shit. It's always good. Makes people feel better. What else is happening? What else? Travel plans. I haven't had anybody submit anything to me about travel plans. No one's told me that they're going anywhere, coming or going anywhere. So that's, there's not too much I can do about that. The AWOL bag. Ooh, what's on the AWOL bag this week? What can we put in the AWOL bag? AWOL bag's always fun. The AWOL bag this week is going to be a knife. If you don't have a good knife, you should fucking get one. So what you want to do is you want to go to the search engine on cult, type in there for the news story, and the title of the story is Get a Good Knife, just like in the wear body armor promo that I did. You have to have a good knife. I personally use an Emerson Striker. However, I do not recommend purchasing an Emerson Striker to anyone else because the Emerson Striker has changed its design. They came out with the Emerson Striker design, and then it was like, you know, really, really cool. It was so cool that it was on the feature of several magazines. Everything was very cool with it. But the problem is that, of course, Emerson decided, oh, wait, everybody likes our knife, so we're going to change our design very subtly so that the steel is actually thinner, and the design of the knife is slightly different, but it looks almost exactly the same. But according to physics, it's changed the design and structural properties of the knife significantly. So if you run into that and you see that, unfortunately, the Striker is not the Striker of old, so you cannot. I don't recommend purchasing it because it's a weaker blade. It's a weaker knife. Okay? So that's your addition to the AWOL bag this week. All right? Moving right along, we have no real Sabbaths to announce yet. We haven't really had too much other shit that's been happening. I hope all our hopes and prayers are with Hammer as he's overseas, as well as Falklands John and all the rest of them who have been putting up with the shit overseas, who tune in and listen to our program and download it whenever possible. Anyone who needs help, anyone who needs advice, during this section of the program, I'd like to get into doing some advice and giving out advice to people who need it. There was a really cool thing we talked about on Rant Radio where a fellow got in contact with me and was asking for some advice, some help, where his school had suspended a kid and his principal told him that he didn't have any rights, and he asked for my counsel on the issue, and I gave it to him, told him what was up, and told him to go to the papers and fucking blow the whistle on this asshole, which of course he did. Now the principal is in really big shit because everything's gone to hell and the kid who got suspended got brought back. So we can make a difference if we ally together. It can happen. It can happen with you, it can happen with me, it can happen with everyone if we just all put in a little bit of effort so that we can make it happen, all right? So that's wrapping it up for this issue of brainwashing this week. Sorry that if it's not anything more. You want more in there? You want more in brainwashing? Email me, shit. Tell me about you. Tell me about... brainwashing is about members and about ideas and about concepts. We're going to be trying to get a banner up on the page so you know that the newest issue of brainwashing is out. We're going to try to keep it coming. So rather than having one super long one, we'll have a bunch of shorter ones so you can keep current, keep up on current events. Major current event just before we go. Posted to the page today. Now, it's a couple days old, but I saw it and I was pretty sexy, and this is pretty nice. If you go to the search for clan, it's under wet wiring. Yes, yes. Now, there's a guy, if you do the search wet wire and you find the link, there's a fella who Euro Research with IBM has made a chip that they put in back of his spine and it made him a paraplegic. But they put this chip under his skin and the guy could fucking walk after they put the chip in with the use of a cane and some crutches and shit. The chip is called, you gotta love this, is SUAW, Stand Up and Walk. Chip was developed by IBM Laboratory in Corbeil-Essonnes, France. It uses 0.8 micron technology, comprises of blah, 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 over 10,000 transistors, along with two analog digital converters and one digital to analog converter, blah, 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 blah. All the specs are on that fucking link. So check it out. That's very cool. The concept of wet wiring is coming. Wet wiring is the concept of putting machines and man into your body. The minute I can have an externalized port where we can learn how the matrix of the human mind works using neurons and antons so that I can access memories outside of my head, I don't want to access, I don't want to replace anything in my brain. I want to keep my brain intact. But I'd like to have another port in my brain so that I could try to think of an area inside of, say, a box that I have and remember things that are in there. Or I can access them, or when I try to remember things, if I'm plugged in correctly, then I have all these memories. That would be sweet. More than that, I'm willing to bet that if you had memories that your brain has stored outside of your body, externalized memory source, okay, and you're using, those memories are what you learn, but if you're using those skills, if you're using the skill to be a surgeon, you're creating new memories. And the box can't create memories, it can only retain, so you're creating a skill set. So your actual biological brain would learn by doing, right? So that if you don't know how to speak Japanese, say, and you have an externalized port that knows how to speak Japanese, you plug into your externalized port that knows Japanese, you have a few conversations with people, you're creating memories of those conversations. Through the memories of those conversations, you will have learned the language, and then you will no longer need the externalized port. Bit of a cheat there. Hack your brain. Gotta like that shit. Some very exciting stuff that's coming out. Some very exciting shit. Very, very pleased about it. We're gonna have to be watching it, see what's coming up. So that's this issue of brainwashing for this week. I'll check you guys later. Make sure you email me, kennedy@rantradio.com. Any things you want to put in there, anything you want to have happen, anything you want to have said, see you're done. People bitching at you, people fucking with your world, by all means, talk to me. And just remember, just because we disagree doesn't make you my enemy. My name's Sean Kennedy. I'll check you later.